like that, or that's the... I also think that we would like the audience to be part of the discussion quite soon, because we have been talking for half an hour already, so...
Yes.
And I know that people are very interested in discussing.
Okay. We'll just rely on you then. So please. Yes? Could you stand up and... if you stand up, it's like getting a microphone. But we could try the wireless one. So you have to stand up. Morten, are you there?
He's here.
Yeah, okay. It's fine. It's not that one. Please, could you present yourself? Just your name.
Well, my question was about the microphone. I'm waiting for the things to develop before I ask questions.
Yes.
But my question was about the microphone.
Okay. So, are there more questions or remarks?
Service of other disciplines, and therefore still not have its own territory, perhaps?
That's a good question. I guess that probably touches upon what we all talked about. I don't know. I think my take on that would be to say that South Studies is not yet a discipline. It might become a discipline, but as I see it right now, there are so many different approaches to the field, and there is not what you could call defining or canon of defining texts. But I think, I mean, the challenge of thinking through sound could possibly develop into a more formalized, discipline with its own rules and such. But on the other hand, then I would say that doesn't seem that necessary to me. I mean, from where I stand. Sound studies could work as a kind of experimentarium or like a place for development of methodologies. Sound studies could be a cluster of people working with different approaches to sound, but having relevance for all kinds of other, more established disciplines, of course. Ethnology and other disciplines could have great benefit from such perspectives.
Could I add
yes.
To that? Just try to clarify my own position on that, because I think there are two different ways to go about this. There is one informal way, like this conference where people that work in different disciplines with a take on sound meet and exchange ideas and may get good ideas from all disciplines. The other more formal approach would be to make a discipline of sound studies where one would have to develop some kind of more formal vocabulary or sets of concepts that really would be applicable across disciplines. I'm not sure if that is really possible. It reminds it's some kind of similar to the anthropologists' discussions about emic and ethic concepts. How do you compare different cultures? Yes, you have to have some kind of common vocabulary that is outside all the cultures. But it's not possible. I don't know, but I have great faith in the more informal approach.
When you say studies through sound, for me it's very much about methodology and also research practice and from where we get our knowledge. So in modernity where research and science has developed, it has developed through reading and through literacy. And the question is, if we want to study through sound, how will we do that? And what does it take to do that? Is it enough to read and know, be literate? Or what should you be capable of? I think that's a question to going a little further, your question. So that was just my comment, and then it's